Wicket's World on Laser 103.3. We interrupt Wicket's World for this special broadcast. It's time to talk football. No, not you, Wicket. Sit this one out. This is Hike Chick with Laser football experts Heather and Lee.
Yep,
Wicket's wife.
A football-y podcast on Laser 103.3.
Hike Check returns after a long offseason. Lee, we haven't talked football since the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Are you ready to get back at it for the draft?
This is the best week of the year. Well, the best week that doesn't include actual NFL games, but still, let's go.
We usually mock the first five picks, but since the first pick is a lock, we're going to mock the first six picks this year. If you remember, we nailed the first five picks last year, Lee.
Oh, I remember. Of course, this is Hike Check after all.
Hike Check on Laser 103.3, everything that mocks.
Ooh, I like it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to pick two because pick one is over and done. Bears traded Justin Fields to the Steelers so they can take USC quarterback Caleb Williams. Check. No need to make extra speculation here. He's a Bear.
On to number two, which is where the draft really begins. Did you see the Commanders actually brought in four quarterbacks at the same time to work out? And they may have upset LSU's Jaden Daniels.
I did see that. His agent pretty much said Daniels was a little miffed.
But that's the radio-friendly version. Yeah.
I'm trying. But still, Washington is going to draft him. 50 touchdowns and the Heisman Trophy last year at LSU. He's going to Washington second overall. Print it.
On to number three, and here are the Patriots. It's a new era in New England. Tom Brady is long gone and about to get roasted by Kevin Hart. Imagine getting roasted by the tiniest man in comedy.
So petite.
I know. And for the first time since Y2K, Bill Belichick won't be roaming the sideline in Foxborough.
So weird. They've obviously hit the reset button in New England, and the new era's got to start with a quarterback. The betting favorite here is North Carolina's Drake May, but I'm hearing New England de facto general manager Elliott Wolf loves Michigan's J.J. McCarthy.
3 months ago, we never would have thought McCarthy would be in the top 10, much less the top three. Mm-hmm. But after an impressive combine and perhaps a really good sales pitch from his former head coach, teams at the top are debating May and McCarthy.
Little bit of an upset here, but taking a Michigan quarterback worked out okay for the Patriots before, so let's do it, Heather. J.J. McCarthy to the Patriots at number three.
Oh, skull. Skull. You just broke every Vikings fan's heart with that pick.
Sorry?
That gets us to number four, and the Arizona Cardinals, who are screaming, "We're open for business and want to trade out!"
Oh, after Williams, Daniels, and McCarthy go 1-2-3, you may see that happen, particularly with the Giants, Vikings, or Broncos, if any of them love Drake May. But for the sake of this podcast, Heather, let's say the Cards stick here and make a pick.
They need a wide receiver now that Hollywood Brown is in Kansas City. So it's either Ohio State's Marvin Harrison Jr. or LSU's Malik Nabers. It's really a coin flip here.
Okay, I'm going to say the Cards flip that coin and it lands on Maserati Marv.
Mm-hmm.
Say that three times fast. Love that name. Maserati Marv. He's 3 inches taller, a bit heavier and stronger. Plus, he had a monster year despite playing with a quarterback who didn't win the Heisman. I do think both of these guys are going to be great players. Harrison to Arizona at four.
Size matters. Extra 3 inches.
Amen, sister.
And again, we're assuming no trades and the Chargers are on the clock. New head coach Jim Harbaugh brings his old school rough and rugged style to Los Angeles, and the Chargers are in desperate need of some help on the offensive line. This is an easy pick. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame's Joe Alt, the best tackle in the draft. Set him up on the left side and watch him protect Justin Herbert for the next decade.
Wicket used to dress our babies up like Jim Harbaugh for fun with a little headset.
Oh, did you dress them up as sheep? Jim Har... Jim Har... Jim Har...
I love a good barnyard joke in the middle of Hike Check.
Har...
All right. We're back. After that, it's the Giants at six, and I think they'll be salivating to know that Drake May is still on the board. If Daniel Jones has any fans left in the building, they'll give him a playmaker in Malik Nabers right here. But I think the Jones supporters are few and far between. It's a deep wide receiver draft, so they can add a weapon for May when they're up again at 47. Drake May to New York.
All right. The official height check projections are in.
Yes, yes. First, the Bears take Caleb Williams, numero uno.
The Commanders go with Jaden Daniels at 2.
The Patriots, surprise a few people, select J.J. McCarthy at 3.
The Cardinals welcome Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4.
The Chargers will take Joe Alt at 5.
And Drake May to the Giants at 6.
Enjoy your draft.
Height check out. Brought to you by our friends at SNC Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with final coats. Online at scautomotive.com. Thank you, SNC Automotive, for supporting the really quality football programming that Lee McNabb, Wicked, and I bring to you during football season for Hike Check.
You're welcome.